This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Despite the fact that I'm in Washington, we're going to leave the news about the special counsel's investigation to the political shows and go somewhere else today, specifically Cupertino, California, where today Apple hosted one of its special events at their headquarters in Silicon Valley. Usually these things are for the splashy rollout of new products, the latest iPhone or Mac, unveiled on the black stage with dramatic music and slick videos. You had all of that today, too, but Apple wasn't launching new devices. The company announced a whole new suite of services, a new credit card that works with Apple Pay, a long-anticipated streaming TV service, plus a bunch of original content. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports on how Apple plans to compete in the already crowded streaming business.
One way to compete? Trot out the big names. Apple announced a slate of original shows and movies with Steve Carell, M. Night Shyamalan, Steven Spielberg, and Octavia Spencer and Reese Witherspoon.
I create the dimensions of who this woman is.
Imagine if you were this person, and imagine if you lived in that world.
Apple's spending over $1 billion on new content. But media analyst Michael Goodman at Strategy Analytics says the company's got its work cut out for it.
That $1 billion is getting them in total about 30 shows. That's nothing compared to what you see in terms of original content on Netflix and Amazon and everybody else.
Customers can add HBO, Showtime, and other channels by paying extra. Hulu already does that, but Apple feels it has an advantage.
And you can play all of it right inside the Apple TV app.
Peter Stern, Apple's VP of Services, repeated a theme of the company's presentation.
No more bouncing from app to app.
He's marketing Apple TV Plus as a one-stop shop that's an antidote to streaming fatigue. A recent survey from consulting firm Deloitte found about half of U.S. consumers are getting tired of too many streaming options. Jeff Laux conducted the survey.
I've even talked to one person who said that she uses a spreadsheet to figure out which shows she can watch on which service.
Apple's been relying more and more on services to generate revenue. The company brought in $10 billion through services in the last quarter of last year, and over the next 4 years, the company wants to double that number. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.